TPR.
Anyway, this is the August playlist. I don't know how much of this is in, how much of our housekeeping and admin discussions and catch-ups are in this. Lekin, episode 199. Kya baat hai?
199 aa gaya main, wow.
Aapki selection
knowing my luck, double century se pehle hi out ho gaya.
Yeah, so this is the August playlist. Released a bit late for Muharram considerations. Did the song output go down? Jaise Ramadan mein jo jata hai, Muharram mein doesn't.
I think so jati hai. Like I think pehle 10 din to at least. Some people will hold until after. Though I'm seeing more releases in the second half of the
right,
month.
Right.
But I think generally less so than July or June.
Because we're still at enough, like good 30 songs.
Good number, huh? And many that I actually did make the cut. So quite a few songs.
Okay.
It really वही जो पिछली बार हमने कहा था ना कि people are releasing too much music. This is no longer sustainable.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That problem remains.
Yeah, I mean it's good. Well, I mean so long as the music is good, which by and large most of it always is, I think that's fine. I don't know if we'll ever.
What's your take of the music quality overall?
Pichli
as the output has increased.
Pichli playlist I found to be better than usual. Usually I'm always able to find a few. But Pichli Wali, I don't know, I felt more enthusiastic about it. I think maybe part of it was maybe Bijli, because I really like Bijli. I really remember thinking, yaar, ye is the fucking playlist, you know, wo badi fit hai. So, and then I was like, if I say this, will Zirak think, usually I don't like the playlist, but that's not the case. I mean, I've kya bhi diya hai.
So, I think it's interesting to me, like, do you go back and listen to it, or do you find songs you like, and then you go back to the songs, if you go back to them at all?
No, I go through the whole playlist a few times. But then eventually I settle into which I like these songs. So then I listen to commute wagaira mein pasand ke gaane sunta hoon fir. But yeah, how about you? Do you listen to your playlists once you've made them, or are you too close to the project?
The problem is that I listen to them a bunch before I make them, and then a bunch before we talk, so that thoda bahut
zehn
mein rahe. And then I let them be for a little while. And then usually at the end of the year, I go back to make a best of the year type playlist.
Right.
Some of the songs I really like, I add to my normal rotation. But over time, that is becoming rarer, because then I need to draw a line between this stuff and other stuff.
Because it's your problem, right? Art versus job.
Problem ho gaya bahut. Gaane sunna chhod diye maine. Tab main entertainment music dhoondna padta hai mujhe lagta
hai. Right. Okay. So I sent a few things. We can go through those, and then any other things that you wanted to mention also. Kyunki I was wondering, the first thing that was the Shamoon ka Velo wala gana, Pardesi, is on this. And my question was, why is this song? The song is not bad. It's a very decent song. It's a nice song. Gets better the more you listen to it.
That's the thing about it, right? Which is the first time you're like, "Acha, theek hai, Shamoon ka gana hai." But then the more you listen to it, the more you find yourself kind of humming it. The melody is kind of catchy, but it gets you like the third or fourth time.
Because when I heard it the first time with Velo, I was like, "Okay, fine." Yeah. Especially because Shamoon ka Velo 1 wala gana was much more boppier and catchier or whatever.
Right.
This song, the first thing I noticed about it lyrics-wise was Shamoon ke sare gaane, usually, even if they are breakup songs, which a few of them are, they're like, your loss, bro. Or maybe not bro, but they have that sort of swagger, confidence kind of thing, ke like, you messed up. This is like a sad song. They're like, oh, shit, yaar, bad scene ho gaya, ab kya kare, I'm so sad, stuff like that. Paraphrasing, these aren't the lyrics, but so firstly, there's that about the song. But then secondly, why did you put this in now? Because Velo's been like a few months old.
Was it 2 months old now?
I think so. At least 2 months.
Yeah, I think so. Then we had two opportunities, right? So it must have been either the July playlist or the August playlist. I think July playlist, there's a bunch of Velo stuff in there. So I purposely sometimes I will go through half of it and not the other half. The same thing happens when people release albums. विच इज अगर आपने एल्बम पे पांच गाने निकाल दिए, पुटिंग ऑल फाइव ऑन द सेम प्लेलिस्ट, इट जस्ट मेक्स इट हार्ड टू लिसन टू फॉर एनीबडी लिसनिंग टू द प्लेलिस्ट. सो समटाइम्स आई विल डोल देम आउट एंड द रेस्ट इज हाउ मच कैन आई गो थ्रू इट इन serious way. So sometimes I just haven't made a call on a song, so it'll sit there for a little bit. So generally, like within 2 months is kind of when of discovering a song is when I sort of put something in. So that's why it's a little bit later than normal.
Right.
Your other comments about Shamoon make a lot of sense. I think of like, it's very interesting to think about Shamoon's career, right? Like I think 5 years ago, he was probably the pioneer of this hip hop rap singing genre in Pakistan.
Yeah.
But then he has suddenly got eclipsed by all these younger kids post 2020.
He hasn't been putting out a lot of music also. Like in the past 1 year, bahut sare gaane nahi aaye.
Right. And so I think in a way, like you say, Hassan or Manu, like eclipse is probably the wrong word. It's just that they have captured a lot of the attention while Shamoon is not putting out as much music. So that's kind of interesting. Similarly, internationally, abhi AP aa gaya, which is like also in the same broad genre.
Sure.
So I think in a way, Shamoon finds himself in a space that is suddenly much more crowded than it used to be. If you think about it, in a just kind of rock environment, and Shamoon's the only thing that comes up, and he's putting out his kind of like indie bops, Shuru Wale, jo uski album thi. So that was very different. And a lot of people got really into it. But now I think it's kind of more of the same. So he has to lean into something different. So maybe that's why the song has gotten more serious, because he also has to act kind of like an elder statesman, right? Like if Hassan and Manu are going with all the swagger, your loss thing, you know? So like in a way he has to come in with like thoda aapko graduate karna padta hai. Maybe it's that. Also, it's interesting that it's on Velo, because when Bilal Maqsood was producing last time, there's a quote about Shamoon where he's like, haan, Shamoon ka nahi mujhe samajh aa sakta, wo kya karta hai, to main usko kaha ki tum karo. Label chalta hai, lekin mujhe, I don't understand it.
Really?
And I think he meant it in a complimentary way, which is just that this is the kind of music that I would not be able to create, but it clearly works. So I just let him which I find that really amusing.
Right.
Wo us waqt he was just like, haan, Shamoon, tum karo. So I think this one is also, did he produce it or did somebody else produce it? I think it was him.
Who, by him you mean Bilal Maqsood?
Shamoon.
I don't know. I did not look into it.
I'm not sure. But I wouldn't be surprised if he had done it himself.
Do we... is Shamoon... Kaise ho jayega? Hum jaye pardesi pe hum aa gaye. And then add to playlist, go to song, radio, show credits. Produced by Shamoon. Yeah.
I find you the Spotify credits you looked at.
Spotify credits, yes. Sorry.
I found the YouTube credits tend to be very detailed, usually with Desi songs.
Achha.
But this one, agar produced pe likha hai, if the field is not empty, then it's usually good. It's just, but mostly I find that the fields tend to be empty.
Okay. Pardesi song. Ab YouTube pe toh obviously there's 800,000 Pardesis. Oh, no, there you are, Shamoon. Jaldi se hum isko rok lein. Written by, composed by, produced by Shamoon. Yeah. Director of photography, acha baki sare credits, super video credits to khatam hi nahi ho rahe, finance tak ja rahe, IT data management, audio management, lyrics advisory, creative agency Ogilvy. Is there something that Ogilvy does not do in Pakistan? But
are they doing elsewhere in the world?
I don't know, because jab maine Pakistan mein unke bare mein suna tha many years ago, early 2000s, bola Ogilvy, tumhe Ogilvy ka nahi pata. I was like, I'm sorry, but वो impression तो ऐसा था कि भाई दुनिया की सबसे बड़ी creative agencies में से हो गई है. I never heard of them again outside of Pakistan. That is, so I don't know. Maybe they are. Write in Ogilvy if you are. But
आप सुनते ही होंगे हमें. By keeping tabs on the hottest media properties in the country, तो आपको.
Yes. तो yeah, but. How so you think the song is his attempt at consciously cementing his I'm a more experienced artist than everybody else, so I need to change my sound accordingly kind of vibe, which is
possible. I don't know if it's conscious or not. I think it makes sense if that is what is happening,
because he's older himself as well,
right? I think even subconsciously it can be sort of, if you're starting something where you're new and then suddenly everybody else has started doing it also, then it only makes sense that artistically you might want to change a little bit here or there. So I think like it makes sense if it's going, if this is the start of a direction. It's possible also that he just made one sad song or uske baad wapas aa raha hai, fir hamari saari theory wahi pe pani phir jayega.
Yeah, no, that would be great. When we, next song from Shamoon is like on second thought.
Haan, bilkul. Maine aapko suna aur aap log bilkul galat hain. It's interesting about like 15-20 years ago when these like first Indus music type albums were coming out. I would read in reviews that they would look at the last song as a foreshadowing of the sound of the next album, which turned out to be totally not true as a theory. Like, but I don't know why it was.
29 is like 30 and 59 is like 60. I don't know why that came to me, but yeah.
I also enjoy that you made this metaphor with English numbers just to make sure that you.
Yeah, trust me, I know them. But yeah.
आप बताएं इनको उर्दू में फोन नंबर अपना लिख लेंगे.
वो जो है स्वाइनरी वाली वो भी तो थी द रील 77-77 हैव यू सीन अ स्मॉल वी वाली. एनीवे गोइंग ऑफ द रेल्स. लेकिन हाँ ओके वाज दिस एवर ट्रू. आई थिंक दैट्स लाइक रियली आई डोंट नो व्हाई यू वुड डू दिस बिकॉज अगली एल्बम तो इंसान को पता नहीं कब आएगी. ये वाली चले ना चले वेरी वर्ड बट ओके गुड सॉन्ग. लेकिन ओवरऑल usually I have felt too, I'm very thoroughly embracing wo wala thing ke before I say ke I don't like something, I should consider the possibility that this is perhaps not for me. To Shamoon ke gaano ke sath maine ye bahut karna shuru kiya. Yaar ye kaise gaana hai, nahi maybe I'm old, so it's also possible. To is gaane ke sath mujhe ye nahi laga, to maybe now Shamoon is old.
बेचारा तारीफ करते हुए भी इट्स ऑलमोस्ट एज इफ वी आर कैटिंग हिम यू नो.
सेकंड सॉन्ग ब्रो हमें तो आई थिंक केपी की सिटीजनशिप मिल जाएगी इफ देयर इज सच अ थिंग, क्योंकि खबरदार इज द नेक्स्ट सॉन्ग दैट आई वांट टू टॉक अबाउट व्हिच इज अगेन इफ आई एम नॉट मिस्टेकन अ पश्तो सॉन्ग. वेरी अग्रेसिव हिप हॉप फुल फ्लेक्स टाइप गाना with Umair. Uppercase Umair is on this song, spreading his reach. Oh, achha, are these guys part of the YSU?
Hashim is.
Achha.
I don't know about the other person. I don't think so. So Hashim and Umair have worked together before. I think a couple of years ago, which in Umair time is like last decade.
No, right.
I think they have some link, and I think Hashim Nawaz was also on Joke's album. So I think he's part of the full circle, but he's more linked to the Pindi boys now.
Yeah. Achha, haan, that is who he is. Haan, because maine video bhi dekhi is gaane ki jaake. This guy seems familiar. Okay.
So ab humein banana padega ek wo graph na jisme ke links kaun se kidhar tak hai. It's very complicated. It's also because some people have similar enough names that you begin to get confused.
No.
Anyway, so it's Hashim Nawaz here. It's funny, usme Hashim ke ek line hai beech mein, but there's a Pashto bit and then he starts rapping. And in his bit, he's like, mujhe Pashto wali kak samajh nahi aayi, in more colorful language. And I was like, oh, this is up. Somebody is saying what I am thinking.
Yeah. But I also found, speaking of lyrics, when you hear about Pakhtun culture and everything, so Mehman Nawazi is like a big thing. Gaane mein bhi dal diya ki sabse achhi Mehman Nawazi. Maine kaha yaar acha chalo. This is like not really going too deep, but yeah, the song overall, I think immediately Pashto dal do na kisi bhi genre mein, at least the feeling that I'm getting, it completely adds to that genre in a way that perhaps just the music cannot. Like it makes it like, you know, if there's a Pashto rap song, if there's a Punjabi, Urdu, whatever rap song, the Pashto rap song, just because of the language ki apni rhythm perhaps stands apart in terms of feeling for me. Could also be me exoticizing the culture / language, but I think, you know, it's very different.
So tonality changes, and I think what tends to happen here also is that people from different cultures go to different melodies. नेचुरली, जैसे वो ये यूटू वालों ना तो बोनो का एक वो लाइन है, कहते हैं गिटारिस्ट ऑलवेज गो टू दिस की, एंड इट्स जस्ट दैट लाइक डिपेंडिंग व्हाट इंस्ट्रूमेंट यू प्ले और व्हाट लैंग्वेज यू स्पीक और व्हाट थिंग्स यू हर्ड, देयर इज अ टाइप ऑफ मेलोडी दैट यू विल लीन टुवर्ड्स नेचुरली. जो कहना है लाइक इफ यू आर 14 एंड यू लाइक द सॉन्ग, यू स्पेंड द रेस्ट ऑफ योर लाइफ ट्राइंग टू लर्न टू प्ले दैट सॉन्ग, अब वो ही गाना बार बार बजाते
हैं. राइट राइट राइट
एंड सो देयर्स लॉट्स ऑफ थ्योरीज लाइक दिस, बट बेसिकली आई थिंक पीपल टेंड टू प्रोड्यूस वन काइंड ऑफ मेलोडी मोर देन अनदर. So maybe it's just what we're hearing is not even the language, but that. But I think the language definitely for people that are less familiar with it adds a different kind of flavor.
Yeah, because I think Pashto ki language roots are also different from the perhaps common roots that Urdu, Punjabi, Hindi have. I think they have more of an Eastern connection, whereas Pashto seems to be more Farsi adjacent. Like Farsi is like a much bigger part of the Pashto makeup,
right?
Perhaps than Urdu, which is a little bit of a piece. I think, yeah. So maybe that is. We, किसी qualified बंदे से भी पूछ ही लेंगे कभी. Do you know any linguists?
फिर उनसे कहेंगे कि ये take it over.
हाँ, clip आ जाएगी उनके एक बीच में. We have a clip. But yeah, more Pashto music coming out. Do you feel?
I think so. Much more than before. Yeah. Certainly much more that I'm coming across. So okay. Like it's just that my window has opened up enough to get to it. But I think what's happening is perhaps the amount of Pashto music that is happening in the genres that like Lahore and Karachi are listening to is increasing. Mm. So rap or ye thoda sa, you know, Zahoor style, like kind
right.
of pop.
Right.
I think more of that is happening than has happened before, maybe. As the kind of like abhi post-COVID, like remote collaboration type things are working and the scenes are getting more fluid between different cities. So I think we're seeing more of that happen now. And I think perhaps people are a bit more confident of going into, dipping into their own languages as they see the success of the other languages. So like
can work.
Karachi mein te log Pashto bolte hain, so you don't need to go to
sure.
KP to get Pashto songs, right? Yeah, so it's possible that people in other places are producing Pashto songs as well, or producing Punjabi songs or Sindhi songs. So I think maybe that level of the scene is maturing enough that you can dip into that without having to have it be like a token thing.
And I suppose it's also an immediate way to stand out in perhaps a scene that's getting crowded, where, you know, there's a lot of hip hop and sure there's a big Karachi sound, but then hum aksar keh chuke hain ki all the Karachi hip hop scene has a similar sound. Not saying that they all sound the same, but they have a similar sound, similar subject matter. There's definitely a group sort of vibe to it. Lahore ka rap scene, not as homogenous leaning perhaps, but still clearly not the Karachi scene. So agar aap usme pehli baar language hi badal dein apni, immediately perhaps as a business decision, it might also be, you know, might make all the sense in the world ke, you know, market to hai. So if people want to listen to hip-hop and they want something new, Pashto might be it. And phir wo wali baat bhi ke, you know, Zahoor ki success and obviously things roll forward exponentially, where like, achha chalo isne kar liya, toh maybe we can do it.
I think that part is really important, which is that once you see an example of something that's happened and maybe you even receive support from them, like ek fortitude wale rapper hote the na, Pakhtun rappers, they used to be like the one kind of fortitude Pakhtun core, I think is the way what they call themselves. So it's kind of this like super group of Pashto rappers. So like I think that sort of thing, once you see it happen and then maybe like somebody talks to someone and they're like, well, I can probably do this also. So I think the effect of one or two pioneers is exponential, as you said. Wo panch logon se baat karenge, wo panch aur logon se baat karenge. So maybe we see that happen quite a bit. And this sort of transition is happening much faster now than it has happened before. I think because the barrier to entry of producing electronic music is so much lower. And people can learn so quickly. And there's so much music that you can draw from. I think that's probably what's happening.
Is there, do you feel, Peej, as you were saying, that you're coming across more Spotify, may do you rely on any component in finding new songs that could be algorithmic in its recommendations? As a good scene hai?
I do. I use Release Radar quite a bit.
Achha.
So I karta hai, like I follow these artists. It's actually for some reason the release radar stopped showing on my Hamnava account, which is where I follow everyone, which is kind of annoying. But I used to use that quite a bit, which helps me find like related people. And then YouTube subscriptions also work quite well, because there you get almost like a canonical feed of everything. Instagram pe bhi aata hai, so it's some combination of everything, because there's no non-noisy feed. Like you can't subscribe to one thing that shows me all the songs that have been released. It's kind of harder to do than you think it would be. So it's pretty algorithmic. But I think it's a, I'm able to cast a wide enough net to be able to argue that it is fairly complete.
Maybe you're listening to personal music
more. Maybe it's possible.
You know, I think it can't be that there is not more music coming out, like just as a whole.
I think I have a good enough sample. Very rarely I will run into someone that I've never heard of that has like, you know, 50 to 100,000 listeners. Like it happens. But it's rare. Like it's surprising every time it happens. More often than not, I'd run across someone that has like less than 5,000 listeners, and then I've got onto them, and then slowly I can follow their trajectory.
I feel like this might be a great segue for, let's skip one point to get to the other. Dhoolbatti. Dhoolbatti, I was like, I've never heard of these people. And
good band name,
1600 monthly listeners. So you know, segue bhi hamara complete ho gaya. Who are these people? Bade arse baad na, I don't know, mera algorithm to tum ho. I don't know ke
the biggest compliment you have ever given me.
I don't know if it's वही वाली बात ना कि इज दिस सॉर्ट ऑफ लाइक पेयर्ड बैक अकूस्टिक वाइबी सॉर्ट ऑफ म्यूजिक हैज दिस बीन लेसन्ड ओवर द रीसेंट पास्ट कपल इयर्स दैट वी हैव बीन डूइंग दिस और इफ परहैप्स यू जस्ट डोंट फाइंड इट एज न्यू और इंटरेस्टिंग तो परहैप्स यू डिडंट फीचर इट तो बिकॉज दिस यूज टू बी अ बिग थिंग लाइक दूधपत्ती वाला साउंड इज आई हर्ड इट आफ्टर अ लॉन्ग टाइम बट before this was everywhere.
I think it's a bit of both, because I remember a few songs like this were on my playlists, and I was like, I don't think I understand them, and then I was told that this is not for you. This is attempting to do something different. Because I thought maybe this, in a way, my initial read of songs like this, which was okay, this is अब दुनिया वो इलेक्ट्रॉनिक पे चली गई, दे आर गोइंग मोर प्रोग्रेसिव, दिस फील्स लाइक इट इज काइंड ऑफ बैकवर्ड लीनिंग, ये किसी और जगह फंस गए,
यस,
एंड देन मे बी दे आर प्रोड्यूसिंग म्यूजिक फ्रॉम अ व्हाइल अगो, एंड देन इफ यू प्रोब इट अ लिटिल बिट मोर, इट्स जस्ट दैट सम पीपल आर स्टिल इंटरेस्टेड इन द जॉनर, एंड सो द ट्रेंड हैज शिफ्टेड, बट इट्स काइंड ऑफ लाइक यू नो रॉक और डिस्को और फंक, इज लाइक पीपल आर स्टिल प्रोड्यूसिंग इट सिंसियरली, एंड सो दिस इज काइंड ऑफ फिटिंग इन टू that bucket. There is still some artists that are doing it, but less so than before. Jab wo like Shaji was really big, right? Like that, then this was the main genre of output on
the pura Pakistan indie music kar raha tha.
Now I think it is much rarer, but some people are still doing it. I think Tarbooz, which is the Karachi based band, comes to mind. So I think they're probably the first people that I think of that are doing this sort of stuff. So these guys fit right into that bucket. It was like almost guitar-based indie music.
With not a lot of like production like elements into it. Like very simple stuff.
Not a lot of electronic production, sorry, to be clear.
They also seem young. I don't know if that's just the vibe I'm getting. Did you also...
I've been trying to do some intel, and all I can tell is that they are from Islamabad. And that my intel has now ended.
I mean, inki description mein likha hua hai, just a bunch of guys from Islamabad telling stories.
Dude, why are you leaking my sources?
Like, intel is, those of us scroll kar liya niche tak.
It was really funny. Sometimes if you read the Spotify song credits, you can find people's real names behind their stage names.
I recommend it. I must do this now. I don't know if these guys have it, but show credits. Okay, they do have. I've heard, so Dhoolbatti and the other one is Payam Mashriqi or Payam, I don't know. But this name, who is this person? Because this name is familiar. And I don't know why I've seen this name. Is this a known entity? This person?
And new to me.
Achha, pata nahi, maine jab ye dekha tha, I was like, oh, achha. And now I can't remember why. Let me go we and find.
Do some intel or find someone qualified.
Haan, Payam Mashriqi. Oh, Payam Mashriqi was on Coke Studio. Achha ji.
Oh, was he? Okay.
Payam Mashriqi was one of the people on Coke Studio. Main screen share karta hun taaki aap inki shakal dekh lein. And then you will also recognize him. This guy. You see my screen?
What song was he on?
He was just in the backing band. He's been in a few songs.
Oh, got it.
Okay. But this guy, I remember, oh my God. Yeah, so I remember seeing
him. On his last season of Coke.
Yeah, 14. 14 mein tha ye. Because he's too young to be in any of the other. The others were decidedly seniors only.
I'm feeling that one subtext of this set of discussions between you and me is us realizing that we are old.
Yeah. Tum to khair phir bhi chote ho mujhse, but I have realized that I am old and you are realizing.
as long as it is in present tense.
Before he died, Zirak realized he was old. But that's how I know Payam Mashriqi. Okay, what a name. But yeah, this is a cool... I think pehle maine bhi jab ye gaana suna tha, to again, knee-jerk reaction is always like, everybody has to prove themselves to me. I don't know why un bicharon ke upar itna pressure hai, but yeah, ye kya, ye to sunai chha. But it's a lot, theek hai. I was like, do gaane. Achha, and you also have two songs with theirs. Why do you have two songs?
Both of them, actually. Like, they were quite good.
Right.
I think that, interestingly, like, with the artists that are new, finding both of, like, the first few releases to be high quality or comparable is impressive. Like, that usually is a sign of, I think, some level of finesse.
Right.
Just if, for example, if you run across a lot of these rappers that have really high output, you'll run into a dud pretty quickly.
Sure.
So I think with whenever I find artists that don't have that and like are, you know, consistently good, that's usually a sign of something serious.
Yeah.
And it's just that it's kind of amazing that you run into like a catalog that solid. So I think it's worth rewarding, especially for people that don't have that much of an audience yet.
But it's sort of like, they're taking it seriously. They have the chops, they have the finesse. So, right, that's why they're not putting out like rough cuts, mixtapes, is tarah ka scene. Just
I think it also shows an editorial eye, right?
Achha.
Because you need two skills
with
creative work. One is the creation skill and one is the editing skill.
Yeah.
And I think if the creation skill takes over, you run into a few duds and you'll put out like things that are varied quality because that is just how the creation skill works. But the editing skill proves whether or not you have the chops to identify the good ideas from the bad ones. And if you're able to do that with more than one, that shows that you have some level of artistic kind of editorializing, right? In a way that both skills develop very differently. Like I've heard this thing, I'm not sure what artist has said it, but basically like early on as a musician, you produce worse music than you listen to. Like your taste becomes better faster than your ability.
Right. Yes. Right. Yes.
And so with all of these things, if you can see evidence of both things developing, then you know that somebody has probably been at it for a while.
Yeah. Okay. That's a cool thing. Yeah. And that statement also makes sense from my own past. The other song we had was Parde by Al Imam Il Ghandur. This guy who is Pakistani Egyptian. I know this because I saw that he had messaged us on the TPR Pod account, interested in, you know, getting the word out on his album a couple months ago. And the song, I had heard this song, a very different sound. Is gaane ko bhi lekin aaye hue, I think it's been a couple months. So the Pakistani Egyptian thing, I felt, chalo theek hai, whatever, right? That's just a circumstance of your life. I don't know how it's really feeding into the music, but the music is quite different to what commonly might have been heard so far in the pop scene. There's a lot of disco funk kind of vibes in it. decidedly pop in Urdu. How did you come across this?
So I follow Is Jugtai, who is the other guy on here.
Yeah.
Is Jugtai is from the same scene as Abdul Hanan. Abdul Hanan of Bikra or Irade fame. So Is Jugtai I followed for a while. So because he, Al Imam had done a song with Is Jugtai, he'd also done a song with Hasan and Roshan. So he popped up in.
Right.
I, from what I understand, he sings in other languages as well. Like I believe I saw some Arabic in some of his other music. So his music is very international.
Right.
But he seems to have done a number of songs with Pakistani artists or like fully Pakistanized artists recently, which is why I seem to have come across him. But I think you can see these kind of like international influences. In this one, I think it may be both him and Is Jugtai together because Is Jugtai's own stuff is also very kind of modern funk, I think. And the combination here kind of works well. It's different than what you would normally hear. It's almost Hasan Rahim meets the Who, you know, in a way.
Yeah, I can see that. Very cool. I wonder how many, I feel like I should look into, he has a lot of pictures up of like live performances or music videos. Right. Behind, very professionally done everything. I'd be interested because this sort of sound is, it's not super modern. The production is modern, but the sound itself is quite retro and has enduring appeal, like, you know, danceable music, very easy to for the such music to become popular, very easy for such songs to be catchy, not as easy to make such music and he seems to be doing it. So yeah, I think it's great. I don't remember really this disco kind of music is not a thing in Pakistan. Like Nazia and Zuhaib come to mind, but that's like 40 years ago now or more.
I'm thinking, like, I think there's a lot of kind of Karachi based bands that are not putting out new music, but that play like your legendary musicians of Karachi. I think these guys do a lot of this sort of work, like kind of old jazz bands, funk bands. So there's a lot of, I think, practitioners. I don't know if they necessarily put out new original music that much.
Yeah, they're from when, as NFP would say, Pakistan mein clubs work karte the, those days when everything was better, which is like the 70s and 80s. And although in my mind the 70s are perpetually 30 years ago, they are now 50 years ago.
2000 pe khatam ho gayi thi.
Clock. But yeah. So it's good. It's cool. I feel like this is a very, and usme bhi na, even in the international scene, Mark Ronson, everything Mark Ronson does has some element of disco slash funk, most notably latest song Barbie ke soundtrack pe with Dua Lipa, but Bruno Mars wale gaane, Amy Winehouse, all of that has that retro feel, and it does really well. So there's no reason to not do it.
In the last 10 years, I think it's become more and more common, right? Like I think about that Daft Punk Random Access Memories album just now. It was, but Nile Rodgers, I think, was featured all throughout Vogue Up, and now Dua Lipa using it a bunch.
Nile Rodgers bhi part rahta tha us zamane mein. I was like,
it was crazy, right?
Everywhere. Like,
everywhere.
But yeah, sahi hai, theek hai. 10 saal later, Pakistan mein bhi aa gaya, but I hope he does more and more people are interested and, you know, it features in things. Anything else before we move on to the biggest question of the playlist? The biggest question of the playlist is that there's a Kavish song. And my only question for that was, Kavish is back? I don't know why I thought Kavish was not active. Maybe they weren't active.
I think what they are doing is that they are putting out some better recordings of already released songs.
Achha.
I think is what's happening from their YouTube channel. So this is the Coke Studio song from Coke Studio 10.
Okay.
So it's about 5-6 years ago now. It is, they just put out a studio version of the song, but they are enduring. Like they still have, I think they put this out about a few weeks ago and they have 300,000-400,000 views on this on YouTube already. Wow. I had one Kavish post about 2 years ago. To this day, the post most people find.
Achha.
It's very interesting that they have this much of a kind of enduring legacy, and it furthers the point that Pakistan mein jo sad song supremacy hai na,
Bro, sad song, super. Achha, Fasle is their most listened to song on Spotify as well, with 5.2 million. And this is Fasle studio version. So, yeah, right. Sad song, Supremacy. Yeah, no, I completely agree. Feels or emotion गाने जो हैं वो lifeblood of the nation is actually this.
हर जगह से, मतलब ये कि गम आवर ट्विटर से लेके और ट्रक ड्राइवर चाय स्टॉप अड्डा
In
तक, हर जगह सेम
my
लेवल।
feels, हाँ
पूरा
काविश का आई
मुल्की
रिमेम्बर,
एक परपेचुअल गम आवर में है, सो आई
हाँ
गेस इट मेक
हाँ
सेंस।
इट मेक्स सेंस। आई रिमेम्बर उनका वो निंदिया रे गाना आया, बहुत मशहूर हुआ, सब कुछ हुआ, सबने बहुत सुना। अच्छा ठीक है, बड़े अरसे बाद वीडियो आई इसकी, सही है। एंड अच्छा, आई हैड टू गिव, आई फेल्ट लाइक आई हैड टू जस्टिफाई माय म्यूजिक नॉलेज टू माय पेरेंट्स बाय ब्रिजेस टू पीपल दे वुड नो। हाँ नहीं, नैना नूर का बेटा ये, मतलब एंड लाइक अच्छा चलो ठीक है, नाउ दे आर जजिंग इट हार्डर व्हिच इज लाइक दैट्स नॉट व्हाट आई वांटेड। एंड देन वीडियो उसकी सैड तरीन, पता नहीं किसी का बेटा होता है वो मर जाता है,
वो
स्पॉइलर
बचपन
अलर्ट,
है। हाँ,
वो
नो
दैट्स
इज नॉट इंडिया
बचपन,
रे, इट इज
दैट्स
द अ डेवस्टेटिंग
या
वीडियो।
ओ
एंड वंस यू
भाई,
एंड देन यू लिसन टू द सॉन्ग आफ्टर वॉचिंग द वीडियो एंड देन यू लाइक आई कांट लिसन टू दैट
यस
सॉन्ग एनीमोर।
यस दैट इज बचपन, यू आर राइट। एंड चीख पुकार हो गया ना मेरे घर, ये कैसी वीडियो बना दी ये वो वगैरह, दिस इज अ ह्यूज मिस्टेक, आई शुड हैव डन नन ऑफ दिस।
बिकॉज द
बट
कोरस इज यादों में तू व्हाइल दे आर टेकिंग द फ्यूनरल, इट्स जस्ट, इट इज डेवस्टेटिंग। इट इज अ वेरी डिफिकल्ट थिंग टू वॉच एंड वेरी डिफिकल्ट थिंग टू गो बैक टू।
स्पॉइलर, 25-year-old स्पॉइलर, बट या सो काविश इज
माई
बैक।
फेवरेट काविश सॉन्ग इज तेरे प्यार में।
ओके, दैट इज ऑल्सो हाई अप इन देयर
हाँ,
थिंग
दिस इज द वन विद द
रैंकिंग।
वीडियो वेयर इट्स लाइक इन अ बिग सेट एंड अर्शद महमूद इज इन देयर।
काविश आई एम नॉट एज फेमिलियर विद, यू नो आई नो निंदिया रे, निंदिया रे आई नो ऑब्वियसली, बचपन आई नो, आई हैव सीन देम इधर उधर, बट आई थिंक बिकॉज आई डोंट डू कम आवर,
तो
आई हैव
इनकी एक
नो
एल्बम
सैडनेस।
है विच यू हैव टू लिसन टू इन वन गो।
अच्छा
इन्होंने एल्बम निकाली थी वांट टू से लाइक 2010
श्योर, दैट मेक्स सेंस,
आसपास।
या
द एल्बम वाज कॉल्ड गन कली एंड एट दैट टाइम वाज लाइक वन ऑफ द बेस्ट प्रोड्यूस्ड एल्बम्स ऑफ दिस जॉनर।
कुछ
उसमें
प्रोडक्शन में तो
सितार
बॉयज
भी था,
आर
गिटार।
काफी क्रेजी।
राइट राइट। सो इट वाज जस्ट सुपर हाई क्वालिटी। एंड इन देयर यू विल फाइंड टू और थ्री सॉन्ग्स दैट फिट, लाइक दैट फिट योर मूड, बिकॉज इट्स नॉट ऑल गम आवर। थोड़ा बहुत ऊपर नीचे भी है, बट इसकी वो जाफर की आवाज में बहुत कम है ना। इट्स लाइक काइंड ऑफ लाइक पीपल से अबाउट अताउल्ला, व्हिच इज
यस। अताउल्ला हैज दैट इन अ मच मोर फोक वे, जाफर इज जस्ट सैड, या लाइक अक्रॉस अक्रॉस ऑल कैटेगरीज,
द अमाउंट ऑफ पेन दिस वॉइस कैन कम्युनिकेट इज इनक्रेडिबल।
यू शुड आस्क हिम ब्रो, क्या क्या सीन था ब्रो लाइफ में, मतलब आई मीन इट शुड हैव बीन अ गुड लाइफ ऑल थिंग्स कंसिडर्ड, बट या खैर गुड सॉन्ग
So
रिगार्डलेस।
here's a question for you. Should these
हाँ
songs be in the playlist or not? These like reissues of old songs.
यार, आई थिंक दे शुड, बिकॉज दे आर, द प्लेलिस्ट इज सॉर्ट ऑफ टू यूज द वर्ड लिंक टू द ज़ाइटगाइस्ट, तो मतलब जो चल रहा है ना अब, ये गाना आ रहा है तो पीपल आर गोना लिसन टू इट, एज यू सेड लॉट्स एंड लॉट्स ऑफ व्यूज, एंड यू नो पीपल आल्सो वांट इट बाय दैट मेट्रिक, लाइक यू नो रीमिक्सेस वगैरह दे शुड ऑल बी देयर, डिपेंडिंग ऑन यू नो इफ इफ यू फाइंड इट इंटरेस्टिंग, इफ देयर समथिंग टू टॉक अबाउट। या आई थिंक सो, एज़ फार एज़ माय ओपिनियन
तो
गोस।
बिकॉज
ओह
मुस्तफा
नो
जाहिद हैज री रिलीज्ड, तो फिर आओ एज अ 2023 वर्जन।
ओह नो, बट इज दैट, हाँ बट उसमें ये है ना कि फिर या फॉरन मुश्किल हो गया ये सिचुएशन। इज
डू यू
दैट
थिंक आई आस्क्ड यू द क्वेश्चन विदाउट अ टेस्ट?
वो एमसीक्यू में ना सब ऑप्शंस भी हैं, MMCQ। इज दैट नोटेबली डिफरेंट, खैर आई वाज गोना से इज दैट नोटेबली डिफरेंट, बट आई डोंट थिंक दिस सॉन्ग काविश वाला इज नोटेबली डिफरेंट, इट्स जस्ट अ प्रॉपर रिकॉर्डिंग ऑफ
राइट,
लाइव इश वर्जन ऑफ अ सॉन्ग
श्योर।
फोक स्टूडियो पे। व्हाट अबाउट यार, फिर
आई
रोजन
डोंट नो,
ऑल्सो
आई कांट
सच अ
टेल हाउ
बिग
डिफरेंट
डील।
इज। आई डोंट नो द, आई नो द मेलोडी बट आई डोंट नो द सॉन्ग दैट वेल, सो आई नीड टू गो
यू
बैक।
हैवन्ट
आई
डन
जस्ट
अ,
रैन इनटू एन इंडियन फ्रेंड
हाँ
हु वाज लाइक यार इमरान हाशमी की फिल्मों के गाने ना पाकिस्तानी वो बेस्ट होते हैं। सो देन वी टोल्ड हर द कॉन्सेप्ट ऑफ मुस्तफा जाहिद
या
एज अ, मतलब कि when Atif was big in some of the big films, then all of the really hit bangers came from Roxanne,
yeah,
the band.
Yeah, Roxanne. Yeah.
So it's just a great throwback.
I have a great Mustafa Zahid anecdote, which I found hilarious at the time. I was in Lahore. Lahore mein gaya tha for my first Lumen. And Rafi Peer Theater mein, there was some concert thing happening, right? A few people, and Rosen bhi tha, ye wo tha, achha chalo, theek hai. Mustafa Zahid introduces a guest appearance. He's like, the guest was Ali Azmat, theek hai? That's not the spoiler. The spoiler is ki he said, yes, he is my cousin. As if like, hum ye soch, kya ye dono cousin hai? The way he framed it was like as if the whole audience was wondering, he has to be his cousin. And Mustafa Zahid was like, yes, you are right, he is my cousin.
It's really funny. A similar thing has happened with, wow, there's going to be a very nerd interjection. Sergey Brin ke saath jo Google ka founder hai, uske saath ye hua, he went to this AI conference and he was like, you guys probably know more about this than I do. He said something of the sort. A crowd mein sab kehne, ye hai kaun banda? And then some people Googled and figured out who he was while he was speaking. It's like hilarious.
They Googled and it's like, likha rahe sharam nahi aati. Yeah.
So, see, can you imagine that level of flex?
Those guys aren't in any sort of mainstream discussion for a shuru se takriban.
Shuru se, I think they didn't like, my understanding is that they weren't very press heavy, but the last 2 years they actually retired. So they are not actively. Huh? And then they are now like finding pieces where they want to come back.
Right.
His appearance was not predicted, but imagine being in a conference being like, huh?
Who's this? Nahin, achha, to he's sab AI mein kuch na kuch kar rahe hain. Ek to my new gripe is calling things AI, which I believe should not be called AI. I was like, nahin, ye to large
language. Such a horrible term.
Yeah, ye to large language model hai. That's an image generator. These are all, there are words for all of this. Also, but everything is AI.
AI is that it gives this kind of anthropomorphic, people think, oh, it's smarter than it is.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
AI, you could call anything AI, like,
people are calling everything AI. Haan, maine kuch AI ke saath kar liya, usme I was like, kya socha tha humne bachpan mein ke AI would be, now there's a new term for what we use, artificial general intelligence. So now I have to think of like a new thing for a concept that we all agreed upon was one thing.
Nahi, wo to kuch hua hi nahi. It's funny, like Apple did a big keynote a few months ago where they didn't mention the word AI once, even when they were referencing the exact same thing that other people referenced. Unhone kaha hum bilkul hi different jagah jayenge.
Wow, rare Apple W, but, from my perspective, but chalo.
But I think, yeah, you have to mention the specific technique that you're using. Otherwise, like, what's the point?
Yeah. We were talking to somebody about new artwork, and wo ek dost tha, usne koi header header lagaya hua hai, to usme shakle bani hui thi unki. But clearly, from an image generator thing, because up to nobody does that. Apparently, nobody makes the thing themselves.
So last November.
So, but I didn't know. So I was like, actually, did you get somebody to do it, or was it AI? He's like, they hired somebody who used AI. I was like, so did you pay the person or the company?
When I started working on Matan Saz, so I data cleaning kar raha tha na for my autocorrect system, which I can call AI, but I can also not call AI depending on
dictionary
how you. So somebody's like, why don't you just get AI to fix the typos? AI ko sikhayega kaun? This is, it's so hard to get people to understand.
Ahmed Iqbal. It's me.
Have you seen the shirt that Modi gave to Biden? So Modi, I thought this was a parody, but I'm pretty sure it's real. When Modi visited the US, he handed Biden a red t-shirt that had the word AI on it, America and India.
No, that is 100% a Modi thing, because 2A plus B square, jo usne kiya tha na, A square plus B square is Canada and India ki friendship is like, do you remember seeing that on Hasan Minhaj ka show?
No, I have no idea.
He said ke Canada and India are like A plus B whole square. Jiska natija, as we all know and remember and use every day, is A square plus 2AB plus B square. And he's like, our friendship is like that 2AB. I was like, what does this mean? This is just like a thing that desi uncles do, ke koi complicated baat karke, and they're like, kaisa
now we know that we learned algebra to understand politics. Ye, asal mein, spoiler alert, ye hai, ke humne lag raha tha ke engineering job mein chahiye hoga.
Yeah, thode din pehle main socha tha ke agar khuda na khasta bachche ho gaye, and then they learn maths and stuff, and then they ask me, why, as we used to have a question, ki bhai hum kya padh rahe hain, kya fayda hai iska. So now I know ke there are actual hum wo dekh rahe the For All Mankind on Apple TV. Shadeed usme maths aur engineering wagaira chal rahi hoti hai. Dekha space mein gaye the ye log, but now it's going to
I
be
wish for the... when I was in school that somebody had told me that the only math that matters is stats, because that is the only math that I was like, ye to kabhi yaad rahega hi nahi, hamesha ratta maar ke chale jao aur agle din bhool jao. And my first job, the first day, there was like, here's a p value. I was like, मैं बैठ पी वैल्यू भी की कर रहा हूँ अपनी पहली नौकरी
में. मैं तो अकाउंटिंग में चला गया था, प्लस माइनस करते हैं हम बस. बहुत कुछ मुश्किल हुई तो हमने मल्टीप्लाई डिवाइड भी कर लिया, बट नथिंग एल्स, नथिंग एल्स.
बाय फार द हार्डेस्ट मैथ डिसिप्लिन आई विल हैव टू से अकाउंटिंग. इवन स्टैट्स इज इजियर.
इट्स हार्डेस्ट ओनली बिकॉज इट डजंट, इट एड्स न्यू रूल्स टू थिंग्स व्हिच डोंट मेक सेंस. Like, वो डेबिट और क्रेडिट क्या होता है ना, एंड व्हाट फैमिली इज इन डेबिट एंड व्हाट फैमिली, और फिर उनकी आपस में एक अलग रिलेशन है, उसके नीचे प्लस माइनस हो रहे हैं बहुत सारे. दैट टुक मी एजेस टू अंडरस्टैंड कि भाई ये हु सेड दिस इज डेबिट. व्हाट इज दैट.
आई हैव अ स्टेटमेंट विद आई रिसीव फ्रॉम एन अकाउंट व्हिच एवरी टाइम इट वांट्स टू शो मी अ क्रेडिट शोस दैट इन माइनस.
या
एंड आई, इट मेक्स जीरो सेंस टू मी. मैंने कभी वो स्टेटमेंट देख के मुझे समझ नहीं आया इसमें क्या कुछ मेरी तरफ है, किसकी तरफ है, आपकी तरफ है.
Yeah.
Who is the frame of reference?
गलती किसकी थी? Yeah. But khair, any other songs you wanted to shout out specifically? I think good playlist again this time. Pichli wali was a bit more aggressively explosive, but this one had like a wider.
Mid. I like how you are.
नहीं, बहुत अरसे बाद this has genres that I think didn't feature up till now in many playlists. ये दुपति Alimam, these people, Pashto rap, very happy.
Yeah, to lots see of new stuff.
Yeah.
Ali Sethi's new stuff is.
Two Ali Sethi songs, yes.
Yeah,
we have talked about Ali Sethi a bunch.
So that's why I didn't bring about the discussion, but Ali Sethi right now is going international. He's having a moment, so it's just notable, which is why they're in there.
Yeah. Oh, very, Danish very Rumi. Well produced. Danish Rumi, bade arse baad ye naam sunne ko aaya. Is Danish Rumi.
This is a full album.
Oh, that's Shariq Rumi. Any relation?
I have no idea. Danish Rumi, I discovered because he sang a couple of hooks in this YSU set of songs. Mm. But now he does his own music. So he's not a rapper. He is very much a singer, but he works with a lot of rappers.
Okay.
So he is part of the YSU. मैं YSU यूनिवर्स कहने लगा था, एंड देन आई हैड टू पंच
मायसेल्फ. Yeah, yeah. NIC card.
Yeah. ATM machine हो गया मेरे साथ. So. But so Danish Rumi is very good. Achha. Really worth listening to.
There's
and
a song.
Aleem song.
There's an Aleem song. Sorry to interrupt you, but there was
that Sarkhil recommended, which last time I didn't quite understand, but this time I was like, oh, this is even better than the other song.
Right.
In fact, I like this one more.
Sarkhil, always a bad idea to agree with what he said, but chalo. Yeah, as a policy, हम ज़्यादा इज्जत नहीं देते हैं सरखेल को, but कभी कभार he says music, youngs के music में ना, even though he is also now 30 plus, much to our surprise, youngs की music में connection.
Okay, so I'm suggesting an episode which is सरखेल explains young music to us.
Yeah, वैसे एक दो हैं सरखेल. I don't know how connected he is to Pakistani hip hop, but there are Ghora on TikTok, Twitter is very deep into at least the YSU. बहुत पुराना उनका हिप हॉप कनेक्शन भी है. मे बी वी कुड डू लाइक अपार्ट फ्रॉम लाइक अ प्लेलिस्ट एपिसोड, वी कुड डू लाइक अ डीप डाइव एपिसोड. देयर वाज अ सॉन्ग इन द थिंग व्हिच इज अब्दुल्ला कसुम्बी एंड हसन रहीम इन ऑर्डर ऑफ क्रेडिट्स. मैंने कहा अच्छा, अब्दुल्ला कसुम्बी भी गाता है, हसन रहीम सिंगिंग. आई वाज लाइक, ये क्या बात हुई, व्हाई इज दिस नॉट अ हसन रहीम सॉन्ग. डू यू नो व्हाट दैट डायनामिक इज?
आई थिंक इट्स वेरी मच it's a collaborative kind of agreement that everybody goes with. Who is the primary credit? I think on Spotify it matters less than it matters on YouTube. Because on YouTube, like whose channel does it go up on?
Right.
I think it depends on kind of who made more of the song. And sometimes like artists, I think, will trade also where they're like, "Achha, humne char panch gaane banaye the, do tumhare, do mere," you know, I think, because that's a way that they partner. So it's also kind of gifts that they give to each other. So I think it's, this one maybe is like a Kasumbi led song. And other ones maybe like Hassan comes in with like, I don't know about the specifics of their situation, but what I mean to say is like, it's possible that in some cases a producer may go in with a full beat and ask someone to sing on it, whereas somebody else comes in with a melody and ask someone to like produce it a little bit. So I think that changes the dynamic. But these guys have been working together for so long.
For a long time.
That,
yeah, from the beginning.
I think that it's from the beginning. Huh?
Yeah. Okay. Chalo. Theek hai. Abdul Qasim bhi Hassan Rahim, if you're listening. But I am, yeah, what is this? Chakkar gaya. Okay. Anything else?
Nope, all good.
I think all good. We posted the thing too late for people to get in touch. I'm sure everyone was dying to get in touch, but chale, next time.
Next time we will do better.
I think that's good enough to close. Okay, bye everyone. See you next month.